The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday. It's March the 29th, and I've got an old friend of mine with us today. I don't mean that you're old, but we've been friends for a while.
That's right.
Actually, I'm older than you, Mary Husband.
Just barely.
Good to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Mary Husband, you're representing GROW.
I am.
GROW. And for people, I think most of our listeners know what GROW is, but why don't you go ahead and explain?
Well, we are a not-for-profit organization. We've been around for almost 13 years now. When we started out, we didn't know if we were going to make 6 months, but we've been around quite a while. Our support comes from the community, from grants. We get no government money, but we represent families of low income, middle income, and the problems that they have having to do with health care, housing, food insecurity, all kinds of things. This last month, we've been working on trying to get sidewalks along Clark Lane. We have a member that lives along there, and so it sometimes can be local things. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's state things. Sometimes it's national, federal things that we work on. So we stay plenty busy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your big concern right now is Medicare, Medicaid.
Yes. We know that those programs, you know, in the past, when my mother was on these programs, they were just very valuable. She had Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. And I recognize the value of that as a caretaker.
But they're under attack now.
Many people
would not be able to live if it were not for Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. And that's a sad statement to make,
right.
But it is true. Some folks, the only income they have is their Social Security check.
That's right. That's right. And you might live a little bit longer without these, but we were setting these up so that people would have a decent retirement time, so they wouldn't be suffering, so they wouldn't die prematurely. And these programs are just invaluable, especially to retirees and mm-hmm. to disabled and elderly.
So what can people do to make sure the programs are protected?
Well, certainly they need to stay in touch with their representatives. And I think many people have done that because these programs are very popular.
You know, the thing that I hear a lot of times from people, and this is a misconception that I think needs to be cleared up. They say, well, I don't like what's happening, but me saying something is not going to make any difference. That's not true. If enough people say
it's exactly
enough,
right. mm-hmm.
folks listen.
Right. We're part of a nationwide effort, and we do a lot of actions that are in coordination all the way across the country. And so you have a lot of people that are finding their voice on this and are very concerned about it because it's one of those programs that affects their daily life or the daily life of someone they know. There isn't anyone in the United States that doesn't know the value of these programs, either to themselves individually or to their family members or their neighbors.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say they do then?
Well, one of the things that's come right on home to us now is that the Affordable Care Act is coming into getting the benefits that they were passed in 2014, some very good things are going to be happening coming down the road. One of them that we can expand Medicaid. Currently in this state, we do a good job of actually expanding Medicaid for children. That's the CHIP program, mm-hmm. or the SCHIP program. And that's pretty good. That has actually it goes up to 300% of poverty that you can have your children. But for single people or for a single mother, let's say, that has two children, our state is 19% of poverty, 19. So if you have a single mother that has two children, the children will be covered.
But the mother will not be.
Unless she earns less, Paul, than $3,000 a year.
The mother has to earn less than $3,000 a year
to be eligible for Medicaid. That's right. So this expansion could really be helpful in our state. We could get probably 300,000 more people covered with health insurance. Just because you don't have insurance, sometimes I think people think, well, they don't have insurance, they don't get sick. I don't know what it is. But people that don't have insurance will get sick, and sometimes they'll get a lot sicker. They'll go to the emergency with double pneumonia instead of pneumonia.
Right.
Things like this. So we're paying these costs
anyway. And once you go to the emergency room, if you don't have insurance, everybody is paying for that.
That's right. That's what happens. And so if you can get people covered with a payer, like the Medicaid expansion that we could do, it would increase that to 138% of poverty.
So what does that mean?
And that is the law. Well, that you could be earning, you could be a student out here. There are many students that earn minimum wage, $7.35 an hour, and you could still get insurance. You could earn up to $15,000 a year and still be covered under Medicaid at 138% of poverty. That's a good thing because we have so many people in that time, in that space that are maybe just earning a little bit. They have a job. They're going to work every day. They're trying to, but many employees don't give them
don't offer benefits. Don't
right.
offer medical benefits.
It's getting
benefits.
Less and less that they get benefits.
You know, Mary, it's a complicated, it's an in-depth thing. If people want to have more information on this, is there one website they can go to sit down and look at it and try to understand more?
Well, I don't think there's anything better in our state than the Missouri Foundation for Health. And you could look up the Missouri Foundation for Health and just put that into the
Google.
Sure. And it or you could put www.covermissouri.org. Right.
Okay. Go into www.covermissouri.org, and all of the details should be here. And you can spend some time
right.
trying to understand it and figure it out.
Right. They have a consumer report that's available. Health Reform, 7 Things You Need to Know. And
is that on that website?
Yes. You can find all these things.
That was put out by Consumer Reports,
right.
the magazine, Consumer Reports.
Right. But they have all these different things available.
Okay.
A quick guide to health care reform.
Okay.
You know?
So check it out. Again, the website is www.covermissouri.org.
And what is really important to do right now is to make sure you contact your state legislator and your to tell them we should take this Medicaid money. It would stimulate the economy. It would really help our people get covered.
Okay. And, we're out of time
for
today. All right, Mary. Director Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.